And right now we're going to speak by Zoom with a friend that I met a while ago.
Well,
you're going
know.
To speak with Jenny Bray. She's a British singer-songwriter. Comes out this way every year.
And she is in the where did you see her perform, Andy?
She was at my friend Todd's in Lambertville. Yes. Okay, I see her there now. She's connecting. Let's see. Have to wait a couple minutes. But
hello.
Hello. Hi, Andy. Good to see you.
Yeah, I can't see you. Can I see?
Okay. I got this thing on here. I'm not sure what I have to do. Zoom meeting. Oh, start video. There you go. That would help, probably, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
There
you go.
To see you.
Nice to see you again, and good to talk to you. So, are you at home now? Where? What town are you in?
Yeah, I'm at home, which is a little village just outside of Bridlington. So, okay. I'm not too far from the ocean. It's very beautiful here,
okay.
But it's cold. It's not like you guys having weather in the 70s over there. We're in the 40s over here.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, even this week, it's even going to get down into the 30s at night. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you get snow there where you are?
No, not for a few years, you know, very much like over there.
Okay.
The weather's just changed so much, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. But okay. So anyway, I got to meet you at, I think, at Todd's, right, in Lambertville.
That's right.
No, in Stockton. Stockton, right.
Stockton.
Yes.
The wonderful Starling Artist Cafe.
Right. Okay. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up around here, around this area in East Yorkshire, mm-hmm. in England. So I'm up in the north.
Okay.
My friends tease me about being up north and not having electricity up here and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's not true. Yeah, I grew up here and started performing really when I was even as early as in primary school, writing songs for the Christmas concert and writing songs for the church where I used to go to church. And then that just continued really.
Okay. So what was the impetus for you to say, I want to start making music and writing music?
Well, it's growing up really in a household, isn't it? It's the environment, I think. And my father was a jazz piano player.
Okay.
So he loved to play jazz. He had a trio. So he worked with a drummer and a bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And they practice sometimes at home. So I'd be, you know, asleep in bed and I could hear wonderful trio, practicing downstairs. And what struck me most was the laughter. They had such a great time. So that was all going on. And, you know, Dad would go out. He'd come home from work, have a quick tea, and then he'd put on his bow tie and his black dinner jacket, and off he'd go play in the clubs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother, she was also incredibly musical, and she had studied to become an opera singer.
Okay.
So she was singing solos with orchestras and later with a jazz quartet. But primarily she was classically trained, and she loved Schumann, Lieder and opera. And so I grew up listening to a real mix of everything, really. Plus they had albums of, you know, all the great British rock.